This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Parties that have 30, 40, 50 people in which you do not know the vaccination status of individuals. Those are the kind of functions in the context of COVID that you do not want to go to.
No, no, Frog, not this time. No more parties. No way. In O.
Oh, you never want to have fun, George, and you never change. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you. Party pooper. Party pooper. Everybody has a pooper. That's why we invited you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And if that means a rematch against Donald Trump?
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
You're trying to tempt me now. Sure. Why would I not run against Donald Trump, even the nominee? That would increase the prospect of running.
Let's rumble!
Big, strong guy, Biden. Remember when he said he wants to take me to the back of the barn? One shot, he's got it.
No offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for him this week. This is our last show before Christmas. Tomorrow will be a best of shows brought to you by all of us here at the Howie Carr Show. So enjoy those. But we are live today on the day of Festivus, and there were airings of grievances earlier today with Michelle Wu. Of course, the mayor of Boston has put in place and announced this vaccine mandate and passport mandate that is going to be going into effect on January 15th. Before that, though, she's mandating that civil servants get vaccinated, that everybody pretty much that works for the city of Boston in some capacity is jabbed and fully vaccinated against coronavirus, COVID-19, and all the variants that it carries along with it. And she spoke this morning. She went to a roll call at a Boston police station, and she was met with a lot of protesters there calling her out on her tyrannical announcements and vaccine mandates and passport mandates from business owners, concerned mothers, mothers-to-be, and especially police officers and other first responders that showed up there this morning. It's all on Twitter. We'll play some sound cuts for you in a bit. One of those that was present this morning is Gianna Mullane. Gianna, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Gianna, I just want to get a few things straight. You're an officer, Boston Police Department?
Yes, I am.
And you're pregnant as well?
I am. I'm 30 weeks pregnant with my fourth child.
Wow. So Michelle Wu came to your station this morning at roll call, and what did she say to you, first of all? Why what was her purpose for being there?
She has never reached out to police offices before, so she said that she had planned this to come to the stations and kind of hear what we have to say and open the door for a conversation between officers and herself.
And did she seem receptive to what other officers had to say? We'll get to what you said in a moment, but did anybody else speak up, and was she receptive,
yes,
or do you think she was dismissive?
Yes, sorry. Yes, no, she stood there for over an hour. She listened to everyone. Everyone was very respectful, and, you know, everyone said their piece, and it was actually very nice to be heard. It would have been nice if this was something that was done a while ago, but it was definitely appreciated that she did stay for as long as she did and listen to everyone that wanted to speak.
And did she give you any sort of response after she heard everybody? I heard the typical, oh, we hear your concerns and we're happy to talk about anything, but she didn't back off on her mandates, I imagine.
No.
All right.
She did give us, you know, that Band-Aid blanket statement of, you know, file your religious exemptions, your medical exemptions. But we know that that's all meant with contempt, and that even when they do approve those, the city will come back and the committees come back and they tell you that they can't make, or even though, you know, they'll say, yeah, you do have a religious exemption, but we can't make reasonable accommodations for you. So we know that those are just kind of like Band-Aids that people are telling us right now.
So, Gianna, are you vaccinated at all?
I am not.
And can I ask your reasons?
So I was very skeptical of it, and I wasn't necessarily against it, but I was more along the lines of wait and see. And then I became pregnant, and once I was pregnant, I was like, "There's, you know, I can't eat a cold cut sandwich. There's no way I'm putting an experimental vaccine into my body." My OB doctors, you know, they gave me the spiel, like, would you like to get it? I said very plainly, like, no, and that was it. And I've had no pushback from any of the doctors, and that's just how I live. I mean, I have three little kids at home. I have six-year-old triplets. They're, you know, they've been exposed to it. My son was tested positive for COVID about a week ago. We did a 10-day quarantine at home with him, and he had no symptoms. And my daughters did a test and stay program at school. They never tested positive. I never tested positive. My husband never tested positive. So, I mean, we've been trying to do our part.
I mean, so your family already is living proof that children don't really spread the virus that well. If you're quarantining 10 days with your son who tested positive and you didn't catch it, that's saying something right there, isn't it?
It is, because, I mean, it was him and I for 10 days in the house, and, you know, my kids, they're all the same age, they play with all the same toys, like, they're in the same classes at school, so...
So I want to play your comments that you made this morning to Michelle Wu. You bravely addressed her in front of a room full of your fellow officers. Jared, this is Cut 24.
May Wu, when you were pregnant, did you drink drugs? Did you do drugs or drink alcohol?
Nope.
Did you eat sushi or cold cuts? Did you listen to your doctor, your husband's wishes, and the guidance of your faith leaders? May Wu, did you make your own decisions for yourself and for your unborn children? Did you do everything you needed to do to have a safe and healthy pregnancy? Do you understand what it's like losing a child and having to go through fertility treatments?
Now, she started to ask you a question. She asked you how your third trimester was going, and you had some trepidations about that, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, this should be a time of enjoyment. I'm at the end of my pregnancy. It's the Christmas season. I'm trying to enjoy it with, you know, my little babies right now that still believe and love Santa Claus. And instead, I've spent the last week basically sitting in my kitchen crying every day to make, for what us is, a life and death situation. My husband is also a city employee. He is on the fire department, and he feels the same way as I do. And we're looking right now at losing two incomes. And we have four children and live in the city, which is not cheap. And I'm still bound for my job by residency to live in the city. So I can't move out for another 4 years.
Wow. When would you expect to lose your job if you don't abide by the mandate?
According to the mandate on January 15th.
What's the feeling like in the precinct? Are people generally with you, or have the majority of them taking the jab?
Most people, I mean, a lot of people have, but there is a very big group of people that haven't. And, you know, there are times where I doubt myself and I'm like, am I just being unreasonable? Should I do this? But then I look at the men and women around me that are holding off. Like one of my academy classmate, very good friend of mine, fellow officer, Carolyn Ivins. And, you know, we went through the academy together, and she's 8 weeks pregnant right now, and she's standing strong too to not get the vaccine. So looking at people like that, I'm like, okay, now I know I'm on the right side of this. Like, we're people that care about our families, that care about our health, and care about our children.
Yeah, it's sickening, because as I'm sure you've seen a lot of the comments on the 311 message system, and one really stood out to me. They just said, make this make sense. And it doesn't make sense. You've been serving all throughout this pandemic. Nobody's been bugging you about anything. Maybe put a mask up over your nose every now and then. But, you know, we've had the vaccines for over a year now. And I would imagine that a lot of the people in your precinct are the same people that started out during the pandemic. They're still there. and nobody around you is affected by this, but you're still being mandated to take something that you don't want to take, that you have, you should have bodily autonomy over yourself, right?
Exactly. At the end of Mayor Wu's Q&A with us, she did come over. There was about five female officers and a paramedic from Boston EMS. And she did come over and have a little face-to-face with us. And that's, you know, what we kind of pleaded with her. Like, we do take this seriously. We do know the inherent dangers of COVID. But in the beginning, when we didn't have any information and we didn't know what to do, we didn't get so much as a bottle of hand sanitizer as police officers. All the PPE, everything went to EMS. They went to the hospitals. They even went to fire because they respond to more medical calls than us. And I told Mayor Wu the story of, like, having to wear a athletic headband on my face because we didn't have masks. And, you know, we kind of made it through it. And we still answered our calls. We didn't call in sick. We didn't run and hide. My husband and I went to work every day when city hall employees, city council, the mayors, the teachers were all behind a computer doing their jobs and getting paid. My husband and I, we went to work every day. And now to be told that because we won't comply to some experimental vaccine, that's it. Like, now we're going to be done with our jobs.
And the other thing that doesn't make sense, Gianna, is, you know, we're seeing in large cities throughout the nation crime sprees, you know, crime surges. We're about to get, you know, one of the most liberal U.S. attorneys in Massachusetts history, that was just confirmed, a former Suffolk County District Attorney. And it's just, We're going to see more of this. I don't think we can afford to lose good police officers like you and the other people that are not willing to take the jab at this point. That doesn't mean you're not receptive to taking it ever, right?
It's not even that, but we're willing to make other accommodations. Like when we had our little face-to-face with Mayor Wu, we suggested we'll get tested. We'll pay for the rapid test out of pocket, and we will test every day before walking into work. And she looked at us and said, would you really? And the group of us that were sitting there, we all said yes. She's like, yeah, but I don't think your unions would appreciate that. But that is something that I think a lot of people are willing to do, because in the grand scheme of things, that's a small price to pay to keep a job you love and to support your family.
Absolutely. Did you ask her if she were given this same choice, what she would do?
What we did not ask her is that if she really believes in the faith and science behind these vaccines, and she's done her research and she's being advised by medical professionals, was to assume legal and liable responsibility for it personally and through the city. If that's, you know, if I'm going to back something that I believe in, I would put my name on it and would tell, you know, my employees that, yes, this is something that I firmly believe in. I believe it's safe. You have my word on it. But she didn't respond to that.
Well,
I mean,
Gianna,
we have about 500,
yeah, go ahead.
There's about 500 civil servants in the city of Boston that are unvaccinated. So, I mean, there's definitely some kind of accommodation that should be made and could be made to us.
Absolutely. I agree. Is there any organized place where people can go to show their support, either make a donation or maybe sign something? Has anything like that been organized yet for you and your fellow officers and civil servants?
So a lot of that is being in the works. I know that right now there's the Boston First Responders United, and they have kind of taken over for, you know, all of us that are fighting, both people that believe in, that are unvaccinated and vaccinated. And they've kind of worked together with police, fire, EMS, and other city employees.
Oh, great. Gianna, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We wish you all the best, especially with the newborn on the way. Best health to everybody, and Merry Christmas. Hope you guys can get your minds off this for a little while over the Christmas weekend here. So thank you again for coming on the show. Much appreciated. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. Your calls coming up here on the Howie Carr Show.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace@HowieCarrShow.com. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
We are asking you, Mayor Roach, to understand where we're coming from. We are mothers. We're fathers. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. We care about our families. Do you right now can put your faith, your person, everything that your research behind this vaccine right now and sign a document for us saying that you personally and the city will take full responsibility if something was to happen to us as mothers and our unborn children? Would you do that right now for all of us?
Of course, the silence fell over the room before Officer Jana Mullane had to continue her comments. And it's so sad that this did not have to happen. This did not have to take place. These mandates mean absolutely nothing. Omicron doesn't care if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And you know what? It's not really a deadly strain. One person dead in the U.S., I think that's all we have still, just that one in Texas. And they won't tell us anything about that patient, just like they won't tell us anything about the patient in the UK that supposedly died from Omicron. Oh, my God. 844-500-4242. Again, you can check out, you can follow me on Twitter, at Old Man Cormier. I just tweeted out the video of Officer Mullane confronting Mayor Michelle Wu at her precinct this morning. On Twitter, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the 110 Grill. 110 Grill is expanding into Florida, where you'll soon be able to enjoy all of the favorites you've come to know and love. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the jury reach the right decision in the Kim Potter trial?
Yes, they did.
73% of the audience believes no, they did not.
Oh,
just 27% say yes.
My side has gone down. Wow. That's interesting. Again, one of the texters arguing on the text line here, 813, says, a bicycle swerves in front of you, you kill the rider. This is the scenario they're painting for me. So you say you are responsible for that? It was an accident, after all. You should go to prison, right? It's your fault. If you hadn't been in a car, a deadly weapon, it wouldn't have happened. Well, if I were in a car and a bicycle came across the roadway that my car was on, that I chose a vehicle, a motor vehicle, to be on the correct roadway that morning. No, that would not be my fault if I were following all the laws. I chose the right vehicle for the right circumstance that day. It may have gone to trial, and they would have found that the bicyclist was negligent and did not follow the rules of the road, as many bicyclists are wont to do. But if I had taken my car onto a bike path, not a bike lane, a bike path, where there are not supposed to be any motorized vehicles, then I would have been culpable. Then I would have been at fault. And then I probably would have gone to jail because I mowed down a bicyclist that was law abiding. And it's just the law. You use your gun, your service weapon, mistakenly or not, and it's not in self-defense, and you shoot and kill somebody, you're going to be held accountable. It's a sorry set of circumstances that took place, but Officer Potter was convicted of first and second degree manslaughter. That's the way the judicial system works. That's how it folded out. We'll take more of your calls coming up about Michelle Wu, about Kim Potter, the conviction there, and much, much more. We'll get to your texts as well. And so many texts coming in supporting Officer Jana Mullane. I hope she's still listening. Good for her for standing up to a petty tyrant, says 617. 781 says, Officer Jana, we're praying for you and your family and the little one on the way. God bless. Much more to come. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I want to get right to the calls. I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say about the issues that we've been covering so far today. Joan, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joan.
Thanks so much, and really I'd like to applaud that very courageous officer and mother of four children, soon to be four children, for all that she said. One thing in particular, so Mayor Wu encouraged the Boston police officers to put in their religious exemption.
Right.
Well, simply put, if you believe that you should not be forced to do something against your will, that constitutes a religious exemption. That is your belief. That is your birthright, given to you at birth and protected by our Constitution. Every officer should be putting in a religious exemption and demand that it be accepted instead of the game playing that's being done with all the different organizations that have you fill out forms and try to entrap you to point out that you're not sincere with your religious exemption. It's BS.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joan. That's a great point. My family, we have people in my family that applied for religious exemptions, and I helped them out. And it's so strange and surreal to have to do that. We have to explain our belief system to somebody else. And that they, by the way, this corporation that asked us to explain our belief system to them also wanted us to get the written approval of our pastor. Okay. So we had to have somebody acknowledge saying that, oh yeah, that's what they believe. All right. And then submit that for their own judgment, as if they're the arbiters of what's the right thing to believe in, or if our beliefs are sincerely held. It was one of the most surreal, and I hate to say it, un-American things I've ever had to do.
Exactly, exactly. And the thing is, and you can find this on a website called the Constitutional Law Group, there's a supreme exemption in there which declares what you believe, and that is not engaging you in their game of trying to trip you up and prove you wrong. You make a declaration, and that's what holds. By engaging and filling out forms, you're giving them power over you instead of standing in your own power and declaring it. Furthermore, I'd also like to point out that we need to give antibody tests equal rights to the shot card.
Amen.
And I will not call them vaccines. They are not vaccines. They are an experimental shot, and they are killing people. I just watched a video today of at least.
Thanks very much for the call, Joan. There's a lot of stuff out there that it's very troubling, to say the least. I'll go along with that. Thanks so much for the call, and I agree about the antibodies test. It makes no sense that science is not being followed in that regard. Apparently, science is only being followed if it coerces you to do something that you don't want to do. That's the only science that's acceptable today. Thanks very much for the call, Joan. Dan, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk about the ridiculousness of these mandates. Did you know that I had heard recently in Quebec, in fact, that they don't want senior citizens, I think it's over, I don't know if it's over 50 or whatever, but seniors who've already had COVID to get the boosters anymore. And the reason they don't want to give them the boosters is because it's too dangerous. They could have serious adverse reactions, so they're not going to give it to them. So to be forcing people to get an experimental biologic that doesn't even fit the definition of a vaccine goes against everything morally and against international treaties. And it's ridiculous, and I just wanted to mention how outrageous it's getting, where people have just become like sheep, and they become like scared rabbits. I know this guy, him and his wife have both been vaccinated, and she got the booster. And he can't come near her without her putting her mask on.
Oh, my God.
He has to sleep in a separate room, and she wants to get the countertop repaired, but she won't get it repaired because she doesn't want to have anybody come in her house, the guy that would do the countertop, because she's afraid of catching COVID. And he's like, why can't you just wear the mask like you wear it when you're with me and everything? He's like, no.
What a weird sitcom that is. I mean, that's not even Lucy and Ricky. They're sleeping in different rooms, never mind separate beds. That's bizarre. Oh, my God. How do you get along with somebody like that?
You can't get along with someone like that. And I see people riding around in their cars alone with their masks on, walking outside alone with their masks on. These people have to get a grip. They absolutely have to get a grip. And lastly,
and Dan, they're all vaccinated. All these people, 99.99% of them, if they're walking outside with a mask on, I guarantee you they're vaccinated to the fullest extent.
And that's the right, and that's the point. If the vaccine, they're saying that unvaccinated people are endangering them. How can that be? But the vaccine is useless because it doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop someone from catching the virus. It doesn't stop someone from getting in the hospital. And in fact, there were more people. I forget what country it was. It might have been England, because they did like a 7.5 month they like checked the data on it, and they found that like 66% of the people who have been, I think it was hospitalized, who had got COVID, were already vaccinated. So they're useless, and worse than that, they're dangerous.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the call, Dan. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Amy, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for hanging on, Amy. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say that I don't agree with the mandates that Mayor Wu has in place, but I do have a message to the police and fire and teachers unions, one of the three strongest unions that we have here in this state. If you lose this mandate and it goes in place that you have to mandate it, you need to come out of your unions. You need to stop paying dues. You need to start holding these union presidents and vice presidents accountable. Stop letting them get away with things. Stop letting them make these crazy deals. And then the other thing is, for the police and fire especially that still live in the city of Boston, you need to get in on those school boards, find out what's going on in those schools, what they're doing to your children.
Mm.
That's what you need to do.
Are you affected by the mandates? Amy?
Yes, I'm also a city employee. Not fully vaccinated, and I don't plan on it, and I will probably end up losing my job. But I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in, which is it should be my choice, and the government shouldn't mandate it. And, you know, all these people, you know, they're out there, you know, talking about it. Nobody's fighting. You know, they should have been out there fighting from day one when you had to do a weekly testing in order to come back to work. You know, the height of COVID when nobody knew anything about it, they threw them out there. And they were out there protecting and serving, not knowing if they were going to come home safe to their families. They didn't push back. Their unions didn't fight for them.
No, no. And that's the thing, too. I mean, this whole pandemic, for the most part, there have been no mandates as far as vaccines until, you know, they saw that there was an unwilling portion of a certain population, and then they forced it upon them. But nobody, I don't think anybody's filed a complaint because they came into a contact with a police officer and then they caught COVID and got sick. That hasn't happened. I haven't heard of anything like that happening. And I haven't heard of any police officers or firefighters or EMS workers, them filing complaints. They understand there's risk to the job, whether it's physical or, you know, it's caused by somebody with a knife or a gun or, you know, something biological. They could get sprayed with something. They have no idea. Every day they go out there knowing that their life is really on the line. They don't know if they're coming home or not. You think they're scared of catching a virus that has a 99.96% survival rate? It's ridiculous that we're mandating this. Thanks very much for the call, Amy. I appreciate it. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment on the something you mentioned about the somebody riding on a bicycle and getting in front of you. When, you know, you made a comment that, you know, if you made the wrong, if you happen to be in a bicycle lane, whatever. I just wanted to put it a little closer to the scenario with Officer Potter, where let's say you're riding and the bicycle does come in front of you, and you panic, and instead of hitting the brake, you hit the gas. Is that your fault? You know, that's a closer scenario to what happened to her, you know? So just your thoughts on that, and quickly with the last caller.
Well, hold on. Let me address that, Mike. First of all, I addressed it in such a fashion because the anecdote that was put across to me, the scenario that was put across to me was idiotic to begin with. So it's not very comparable. If you're in your own lane, you're doing everything law-abiding as a driver, and a bicycle comes out and cuts in front of you and you have the right of way, it doesn't matter if you stop on the brake or step on the gas, that bicyclist is at fault. They put everybody in danger by completely ignoring the law. Now, the circumstances are as such with the Dante Wright and Officer Potter. I haven't been following this as closely as some other people may have been, but as I understand it, Dante Wright did not adhere to the officer's commands and started to try to drive away. The officer realized this and went for her taser, accidentally grabbed her gun, yelled, "Taser, taser," did not realize she had pointed a gun at Dante Wright, shot him once, and killed him. Now, that's I understand that the circumstances are that she was mistaken in what she did, but that's everything. Dante Wright's actions, defensible or indefensible, he's not around to defend himself. there's a loss of life and there's accountability for that. And officers, I would hope and I would imagine that they know that there's an extreme amount of responsibility to carrying and especially discharging a service weapon, whether purposefully or accidentally. And it is manslaughter. That's the only way around it. Do you have anything to respond to that, Mike?
No, I do agree with you. I'm just trying to put it in the closest scenario to what she went through. And also, it's a terrible incident, absolutely. But there was no intent on her part. It was more a reckless than it was an intent.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little harsh how they went after her. But I agree with you. I do agree with you. And just on your last call, I wanted to mention that she mentioned about some of these first responders, maybe they should pull out of the union. You know, easier said than done, because the union is what protects you and it gets the lawyers for you when you're a cop or a fireman. You make a mistake and you got to get represented for something. So you really can't pull out of the union. You need to be in the union.
Thanks very much for the call, Mike. Merry Christmas. 844-500-4242. We'll take one more. Steve from Springfield. Go ahead, Steve. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Taylor. How you doing? Yeah, this is just a quick point. When our political leaders will act like they don't give a damn about people, guess what? They really don't give a damn. I mean, that interview that she had with Wu, that was disgusting. And the thing is, Pfizer's documents are secret. They're locked up for 75 years. What's this secret vaccine crap? You can't eat any food without the ingredients being printed on the package. But we're going to take a vaccine with no information?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd love to see the statistics and the follow-ups on the VAERS reporting system as to what's going on. People reportedly having terrible ill effects from the vaccine. Texter wrote into me and said, you know, he got the jab, then he got COVID a few months later, and it was one of the worst cases that they'd ever seen. Not the worst cases they've ever seen, but he had trouble walking, and he's so out of breath now, and he was fully vaccinated. The doctors say that should not have happened. They have no idea why. There are a ton of these reports out there that aren't being followed up on legitimately so far. I don't know what it's going to take to get that push, but thanks very much for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. HelloFresh provides so many meals that it's 50 meals a week you can choose from. It's tremendous, the variety you find with HelloFresh, and their meals provide the perfect opportunity to bond and catch up with friends and family during the busy holiday season. You don't want to be spending all your time figuring out what you're going to make, making sure you have all the ingredients, rushing back and forth to the store God knows how many times just to make sure that you have enough food to eat for the week. Let HelloFresh take care of all that worry for you. They cut down on meal prepping and cleanup, so I and my wife, my whole family, we can devote more energy over the holidays to the people who matter most to us. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to our doorstep, so we skip the grocery trips over and over and over and avoid wasting money on excess food and gas and hassles with Karens. They're back. With farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, we get everything we need without skimping on quality. I love so many meals from HelloFresh. I always look forward to seeing what we're getting in that green box that we get delivered every week. You can get gourmet options like balsamic and fig beef tenderloin and lobster stuffed ravioli and shrimp. It gets you a little a fancy taste, and it doesn't break the bank either. No fuss either. Kale, cranberry and walnut stuffed squash, pecan crusted salmon, tempura battered chicken fingers are just some of the recipes you can get this holiday season. Grab-and-go breakfasts as well, quick bites, add-ons, keep the family from getting peckish any time of day. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. More of your calls coming up. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. This time of year brings out the charity and warmth in most of us.
And we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
Well, I did say most of us, right? Howie Carr is back.
978 says, explain to me how Officer Kim Potter's job site accident is any different than Alec Baldwin's job site accident. Both accidentally fired a gun they thought was not lethal. Why isn't Alec going to jail? 617 says the same thing. Taylor, on the Kim Potter conviction, Alec Baldwin did the same thing. Why is he walking around free? Those are very good questions. I don't know. I do know because he's a beautiful person. He should be in jail right now while the investigation's ongoing. Why the hell is he running around talking to George Stephanopoulos about what he says happened and not taking any responsibility whatsoever as the man who pulled the trigger or pulled the hammer back or as the producer who is overseeing the set? I don't know. I don't know why he's not in jail. I don't know why he's not being held accountable. I mean, it's the strangest thing. Officer Potter was immediately booked and taken into custody. It's very strange. It's very strange. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dennis.
Taylor, what's very strange to me is how does such an articulate voice come out of Bristol County?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Yeah, there are many articulate voices in Bristol County.
Now, I have this theory that with regard to the mandates and the vaccines, that we won't see the end of COVID until all of the vaccines that are on the stock shelves at the pharmaceutical companies are used up. And I heard on PBS yesterday, as a matter of fact, that the country of Nigeria had millions of doses donated to them.
Yep.
Close to their expiration date.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of hesitancy. And I was looking at the charts for South Africa, where the Omicron variant originated just a couple of days ago, looking at those charts. There's only about a 50 to 60% vaccination rate in South Africa. But again, nobody has died, as far as we know, in South Africa of the Omicron variant. And you know, it's one of the most communicable versions. It is the most communicable version, the variant of COVID-19, Omicron is. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. Mark, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Calling in regarding the mandatory vaccination for the first responders in the city of Boston. Risk losing their jobs. I think it's crazy. I'm a Boston Marathon bombing survivor. And, you know, first responder saved my life that day. I was laying in the street, on the sidewalk with no leg. First cop on scene put me out. I was on fire. Firefighter helped put a tourniquet on me. Off-duty nurse saved my life by holding and putting a tourniquet on and holding it as well. Two other police officers, Jimmy Davis and Shana, they came to my aid. They picked us up. They put us in a paddy wagon, and the cop drove us to the hospital and saved mine and Roseanne Sedoya's life. I think it's crazy to mandate this onto first responders.
Yeah, Mark, thank you. We're out of time, unfortunately. Would love to hear more from you. But yeah, it's nuts. And how many lives have they saved or aided throughout the entire pandemic, whether COVID-related or not? And this is the thanks they get. We'll be back. Chump Line coming up here on the Howie Carr Show. Don't go anywhere.